V'zeh b'chinas roi sheyechot kad v'roi sheyechot chad. Now we're going to see how this relates to one side rounded and one side pointed. Chad, pointed, sharp, b'chinas azus. That corresponds to the term azus. When a person is chutzpah means they say very sharp, they make a sharp cutting remarks. That's an example of azus. Shehu az v'chad v'chorif lamoid keneged horoitzim lamonim yagdush bemes. He's tough and sharp to stand up against those who are trying to block him from coming close to the kedusha. He ain't afraid of them. They say something, they make a joke, he'll make a bigger joke out of them, that kind of thing. So that's what the pointed side implies. Azus, aval mitzad hasheni hu kad. But the other side of the egg has to be round. Bechinas busha. That represents the busha. Bechinas nasev enishma, which Rabbein Nazal shows over there, that the busha comes from nasev enishma, that when the Jews showed that azus dikdusha of nasev enishma, they were given, the reward was that they had busha dikdusha, that they had the proper shyness before Hashem. Shehem klolus hatoira, nasev enishma, includes the entire Torah. Shehem bechinas chof dalid svarim doraisa, which is the 24 books of the written Torah. Shemishom habusha dekdusha. That's where a Jew draws this holy busha from, to have this holy busha, which is humility, shyness, in a kosher way, when it's needed, when it's a time to be shy. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, al Yoshoiv Dach Nichlam. Hashem, this is Dovid HaMelech speaking to Hashem, and he's presenting himself like a pauper, like a person who has no mitzvahs, no good deeds, nothing. He's totally unworthy. That's what the word Dach means. Dach means like a pauper. Hashem, do not let the pauper return with shame and embarrassment. And as, don't make me go home empty-handed. I'm coming to you, Hashem, begging you for help. Don't turn me away in shame and embarrassment. So we see again that this word dach, dalid chof, means a very poor person, and dach goes together with nichlam, shame and embarrassment, this busha. That's this dach, which is the same letters as kad, the rounded sign. Shehu b'chinas tefillah. This was Dovid HaMelech's tefillah. This is how a Jew is supposed to pray to Hashem. When a person stands in front of Hashem praying, he's supposed to feel like the smallest thing on earth. He's supposed to feel very humble. Right before we start the Shmon Esrei, we say, Mashpil Geir Madeoritz, that Hashem takes the people who are arrogant and he lowers them to the ground. Umagbia Shfolim Ademoroim, and he takes the people who are low and he elevates them. V'oizer Dalim, and Hashem helps the super poor people. And he answers the prayers of the people when they pray to him. The Arizal says when a Jew says those words, Oizer Dalim, he's supposed to stop to think, that's me. I'm the Dal. I'm the person who's standing in front of Hashem, empty, totally empty of mitzvahs, of ma'asim tovim. I have nothing. I'm a complete beggar. I have nothing spiritually, and I ain't even rich. Begashmis. Even the richest person in this world feels like a pauper, you know, he doesn't have enough, etc. Shehu bechinas tefila, emuna, this is synonymous with tefila, this al yoshev dach nechlam, this busha, which is synonymous with emuna. Bechinas chof dalet asvon, de boruch shem kvoid malchus adon ve, corresponding to the 24 letters of the words boruch shem kvoid malchus adon ve, which is one of the most outstanding examples of tefila. Ukemavoyer inyin ze betikunim, as this is discussed in the Tikkunei Zohar. Ayin Sham, look over there. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Sheyesh loy azus, a person has to have azus, shubachin as chad, which means sharp, avul ha'azus sheloy hu azus digdusha. He has to make sure that his azus is coming from a place of holiness. Shenimshach mi toira utfila, it's coming from Torah and tefila. Shehu b'chin as kad, which is the Kad, the 24 books of the Torah, Bechinas Chof Dalet Sforim Doraisa, the 24 books of the written Torah, and Bechinas Chof Dalet Asvon, the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, and the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, which is Tefillah. Shemishom Bechinas Busha Digdusha. That's where a person draws this Busha of Kedusha from. We mentioned that the Torah begins with the word Bereshis, which has that word boishes in it, shame, embarrassment, that if a person learns Torah the right way, the Torah will give them this bush of Kedusha. They'll know when to be shy, when to be humble, when to feel ashamed and embarrassed when they're standing in front of Hashem, or when they're standing in front of a tzaddik, or even when they're standing in front of another Jew, to make sure that I feel, I know he's probably better than me. Bechinas al yoshoiv dach nichlom. Again, nichlom means ashamed, embarrassed, which is associated with that dach. Va'oz daiko efsher shehu tohar. And if the egg is pointed and round, then it's possible that it's pure. Ki adayin hadover sofei, because it's still a question. Because even if we look at a person and we see that the person has these two qualities of azus and busha, we don't know yet whether his azus is an azus of kedusha or the other kind of azus, which is one of the worst sins in the world. A person who's a mechutzef, you know, who uses azus the wrong way, or busha the wrong way. There are people who have this azus and busha, but both of them are the opposite of what they're supposed to be. Shehu azus ponim de sitra achra. He has azus from the other side. Shemeiz ponim keneged ksheirei ador. He acts with chutzpah towards religious people, towards tzaddikim. He makes fun of them. He makes fun of tzaddikim. He puts them down. That's not tough. That's azus de sitra achra. Ukeneged hashakronim, yeshloi boishes ponim. And when he encounters liars and people like that, suddenly he's shamed and embarrassed. He doesn't stand up to them. He's afraid to tell them, you're a liar. You know, it's not, you know. Umizbatel kenegdom. And he becomes like a little mouse next to them. He's afraid to stand up to people who are lying, who represent falsehood, phony, fake. Alkane, therefore, even though we see that a person is round and pointed, we see that he has azus and busha, shehim b'chinas roi she'echot chad v'roi she'echot kad, adayin tzrichen leidaim hu misitra dikdusha, still requires examination, investigation. Is the azus and busha from kedusha or not? Because we're living in an olam hasheker. This is an upside-down world. Just because a guy walks slowly, takes small steps, and he puts his head down, he could be the most arrogant person. He could have the biggest chutzpah against the true tzaddikim, chas v'shalom. So he looks on the outside like he's very humble and meek, and really he's the epitome of azus the sitra achra, chas v'shalom. Ki ulai hu mehapech divrei lekim chaim kanal. Because maybe this person is doing the opposite of what Hashem says. He's putting the azus where the busha is supposed to be and the busha where the azus is supposed to be. Ki ha-toira yesh bo shnei koichos. Because the Torah has two powers to it. Zocho nasa lo samchaim. If a person learns it the right way, if a person is zoche, the Torah is a medicine for him. It teaches him all the good qualities. Busha digdusha and azus digdusha. And if the person is not zeicha, the Torah gives him busha of the sitra achra and azus of the sitra achra chas v'shalom. Avol im yesh shnei roshem kadim or shnei roshem chadim heim bevadai tmeim. However, if the egg is pointed on both sides or round on both sides, then for sure it's unkosher. Hainu kishroyin echot shu bebechinas kad shi bechinas boishes mikol tzdodo. If we see a person who's just, he's only shy, he's shy, shy, shy to everybody in all situations, you know, that he's ashamed and embarrassed to talk or to do anything, on all sides, she'ein boi shum azus klal, he doesn't have any backbone, he doesn't have any strength, any toughness at all, ze bevadai mitzad hatuma. That doesn't show that he's such a humble person. That's coming from the side of Tuma. Ve'yev shaloi l'skari ve'lakdusha. And such a person will not be able to come close to the Kedusha. Ki yev shal l'skari ve'latoira ve'lakdusha kim al-yedei azus. Because it's impossible to come close to Torah or to Kedusha without azus. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, ve'loi habayshon lomed, right? A person who's shy will not learn. Because if the rabbi will say something and he doesn't understand it, he'll be too shy to ask. He'll be too shy to ask questions, and he'll never get the true answers. He'll never get clarity, and he won't succeed. Why was the Torah given to the Jewish people? Because they have Azus. So we see that a person must have this Azus. And so too, if the egg is pointed on both sides, if we see a person who's only tough, no bush at all, who gam kein bevadai tome. That person is definitely unkosher. That egg is coming from an unkosher bird. That's a sign that his toughness is a toughness of the sitra achra. Shehu b'chinas az ponim legehenim, about which the Mishnah says that a person who has the wrong kind of azus goes to Gehenim. There's the famous story of Reish Lakish, one of the great, great, great rabbis in the Gemara, who became the student and then the chavrusa of Rabbi Yochanan, one of the greatest rabbis of all time, just about, where the Gemara says this Reish Lakish was a leader of a group of gangsters, killers. And one time he was on one side of a river and he looked across the river and he saw Rabbi Yochanan and he looked at him and he never in his life saw somebody that looked as handsome as him. So he jumped. In one jump, he jumped across the river. He was so physically powerful, incredible, you know. And he came to Rabbi Yochanan and he made a comment about how handsome he is. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, "You think I'm handsome? I have a sister who's the most, if you think I look good, you can't imagine what she looks like. And if you will apply all your power to Torah, I'll see to it that she'll marry you." And the Gemara says this Reish Lakish did it. We see that he had that Azus. He was a killer. He was powerful as could be. He led a band of gangsters. But we see that he knew when to put it aside. That he met a tzaddik and suddenly he became meek. Suddenly in front of the tzaddik. An army, 100 people, he'd kill all 100. He could wipe them out. But he had this shechina, he had this holiness, he had this good nekuda toiv in him, that when he met up with a tzaddik, he knew to put all his toughness aside. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, "Cheloch loy raisa, let's see you use all of that power in the Torah." And he did. Ki ikar simonei taharo hu roi sheyechot kad v'roi sheyechot chad. Because the main signs of purity are where one side is round, one side is pointed. Dehainu sheyesh loy boishes v'azus. A Jew has to have both of these characteristics. Sheho azus sheloy nimshach mi boishes. That his azus comes from busha. Because I'm so ashamed of myself and ashamed in the presence of Hashem. Because I see Hashem is so great and I'm nothing, I'm filthy. That's what gives me the Herculean strength to run, to dive into the Torah, to learn for 20 hours, 2,000 hours, or to break down the door to the house of the tzaddik. If he won't let me in, I'll knock on the door. I'll come back 100 times until that door opens, until he lets me in, and I'll be zecher to learn. I'll be zecher to come close to Hashem. V'gam lo zeh tzrichen leida. And even when we see that a person does have the round and the pointed, you still have to check to make sure that this egg comes from a kosher bird. Because sometimes a person can have both of these qualities, azus and busha, but it's misplaced. His azus is misplaced and his busha is misplaced. Interesting, just to close with something awesome, Rav Nosson Zal writes in another place in Likutei Halachos, so this seems to be a delicate thing. How am I supposed to know what's Azus Dikdusha and what's Azus the Sidra Achra? How am I supposed to know when to draw the line, when to be tough and when to be meek? This seems to be not such a simple thing. So Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look at what the avoider that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. One of the most important ceremonies that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur was he took two goats, and the two goats had to be exactly identical, same height, same cut, everything identical. One of them was, and they drew lots. One was Kodesh Lashem, one was one of the holiest sacrifices of the whole year. The blood was sprinkled inside the Holy of Holies. The other one, they put all the sins of the Jews, all the garbage, and they threw it off the mountain, Azazel, the worst of the worst. Rav Nosson Zal says the Hebrew word for goat is Eiz, Eiz. These two goats represent Azaz the Kedusha and Azaz the Sitra Achra. And Rav Nosson Zal says, by the fact that the Torah tells us that nobody was able to figure out, you couldn't figure out with Chachma, you couldn't decide which is which. It was only through a lottery. What is a lottery? A lottery means it's up to Hashem. Same thing with this Azaz the Kedusha and Azaz the Sitra Achra. The only way that a person could succeed in being zeichet to have the right kind of Azaz, to have a lot of Azaz the Kedusha, and to get rid of all their Azaz the Sitra Achra is tefillah. A person has to beg Hashem, show me, open my eyes, give me the sechel that I need to be able to distinguish, to be able to know when to apply Azaz and when to apply Busha, where to be strong and tough, and where to be meek, where to be mavater. You know, you take it, you know. This is one of the most important things that a person has to be mispalel for, to be zeicher, because we see the Gemara makes a statement that the Jews did not get, the only way to get the Torah is Azaz. Rabbeinu Zal there in Likutei Moran quotes a pasuk, Nehalta v'ozcha el nevei kodshecha. You led the Jews with oiz to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbeinu Zal writes there that the only way a person can come into the Kedusha, in order to enter to the Kedusha, you must have this. You need this Azaz. Can't be patsy 24/7. There's a time to be tough. Miss the bus, I'll walk there. I'll climb, you know. I'll to have toughness sometimes, to push yourself sometimes. But at the same time, we're told, Az ponim ligehenim, that if you cross a certain line or if you use the azus in the wrong place, person could forfeit everything, lose all their mitzvahs, everything they ever had. We should be zeicher that Hashem should guide us through Torah and Tefillah, by learning, and especially by davening, to be zeicher, to master, to have the right kind of azus and to get rid of the wrong kind. To have the right kind of busha and to get rid of the wrong kind. Ki be'emes kol hachayos ubehemos v'oifos v'chol advorim sheboilam kulam mekablim chiyusam rak mi'Yisroel hamekaymim es ha-Torah. In reality, all animals, birds, everything in this world draws their chiyus, draws their spiritual energy and life only from the Jewish people who are fulfilling the Torah. Ki hakol nivro u'miskayim b'shvilam, because everything was created and is being maintained for us, for the Jewish people. Kamaisha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Bereshis bora. Bishvil Yisroel, Bishvil HaTorah, Shnekroim Reishis. The Gemara and the Medrash tell us that Bereishis, because of Reishis, Boro Lekimus HaShemayim V'Aretz, Hashem created heaven and earth. What is Reishis? Reishis is the Torah, and Reishis is the Jewish people. There's a pasuk, Kodesh Yisroel Hashem, Reishis Tvuasai. The Jews are called the first crop of Hashem. Ukemuvur b'divur Rabbeinu Zal kam upon him, as is expressed many times in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. V'chol haminim tohoirim, and all the kosher species, mekablim chiyus mitzad ha-kedusha, they draw their spiritual life and energy from the side of kedusha. Ulehepech minim tmeim chiyusam yasit rachra, whereas the unkosher species, they draw their spiritual energy from the sitra achra. Alkein, Elu habeitzim sheshnei roshem kadem oichadim. Therefore, these eggs, where both sides are rounded or both sides are pointed, ze moire shemekablim chiyusa me'asitra achra. That shows that there it's drawing its energy from the sitra achra. Me'oison horechoike me'ashem isbora. From those people who are distant from Hashem, she'enom yecholim liskare veloemes, and who are unable to come close to the truth, Machmas shiyesh lahem azus yoyser midai, oy boishes yoyser midai, because they have either too much azus or too much busha. Aval roish echad kad v'roish echad chad, whereas if one side of the egg is round and one side is pointed, ze simon shenimsha chiyusoy mize shiyesh loy azus u boishes, sheze simentara. That's an indication that this egg is drawing its energy from a person who has the right combination, who has azus and busha, which is an indication of purity. Aval adayin hu safek. But again, we said we're not sure yet. We're not 100% sure yet if it's kosher. Ad sheyizbarer shehu misitra detara. Until it's clarified completely that this egg comes from a kosher species, meaning that the person who it's drawing from, that his azus is the right kind of azus, and his busha is the right kind of busha, not where it's misplaced, not where it's switched around, and the person uses the azus where they're not supposed to, and they use the busha where they're not supposed to. Okay, now Rav Nosson Zalei adds a little bit of appendixes to this halacha. Shchito hi bechinas azus digdusha, lehachnia azus haguf de sitra achra, bechinas ruach behemius. The act of shchita, taking a knife and cutting, slicing, is an act of azus digdusha. That's an act of strength. Not everybody can do that. You have to be able to handle blood. Looking, some people, they see blood, they faint. And at the same time, to be able to hold the chicken or to be able to deal with an ox, you know, shecht an ox, you got to be a tough guy. That's an inyan of azus digdusha. In order to be machnia, the azus of the animal. An animal is behemius, is azus of the sitrachra. Ki cherev shel shchita bechinas gvurois, bechinas azus, bechinas koilois. Because this, the sword of kedusha, meaning the knife of the shoichet, represents gevura, represents azus, represents koilois. We had learned in the previous year that koil, every type of koil, is a form of azus. We quoted the pasuk, "Hein yitain bekoiloi koil ois." Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, "Roimemois keil bigroinam v'cherev pifiois biyodom." They praise Hashem with their throats, and they carry a double-edged sword in their hand. So we see that the cherev is attached to the throat, to the koil, to the koilos. Both of them are coming from the side of gvura. Oifois, hein bechinas koilos. Birds are also an inyan of koil. Vialkein, nimshelu haneshomois loifois. I'm sorry, because there's as the pasuk says in Koheles, ki oif hashamayim yoyleches hakoil. The birds carry voices. They carry sounds. Vialkein, nimshelu haneshomois loifois. And it's for this reason that souls are sometimes compared to birds. Kamei shekosuv, as it says in the Zohar HaKodesh, nishmosen kadishin demischatshen kitziporim. Holy souls that rejuvenate themselves like birds. Ukamei shekosuv betikunim linyan kan tzipor. And as the Tikkuni Zohar discusses that the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird, shu bechinas nishmosen destarchu measrayu. The Zohar HaKodesh says there that it refers to souls that have become exiled from their place, like the Jewish people going out into exile. That's these birds that are being sent away. Ki ikar kedushas haneshama hu bechinas koilois digdusha. Because the main holiness of a Jewish soul is the koil of kedusha that comes forth from it. The words of Torah, the words of tefillah, that's the main holiness of the soul. Ki hakoil hu hahevel peh shel hodom, shuhu bechinas haneshima. Because sound, voice, you know, when a person speaks or sings, that's the breath that comes from the person's mouth, which is the neshima, it's called. Shehu haneshama vahahevel shel hodom, shuhu bechinas koil. That's the soul, that's the breathing, that's the breath of life of the person. Ki ikar hisgabrus haneshama al haguf hu al yedei koilois shehem bechinas azus tikdusha. Because the main thing that gives the soul the ability to take control and be in control of the body is koilois, words of Torah, words of tefillah, which are azus tikdusha. Shaydeze misgabrim keneged azus haguf. That's what gives the soul the ability to overcome the azus of the guf, the chutzpah of the body. The body wants food, play, sleep. The body wants all gashmis, taivas, and all kinds of wrong kinds of desires. The neshama wants spirituality, to come close to Hashem. What gives the neshama the ability to master the body is koilos, words. The more words of Torah and Tefillah that the person speaks, the more they're able to give strength to the neshama to overtake the body. And also, keneged aze saguf, u keneged ho aze ponim shebedoer. That's what gives the neshama the ability to rule over the body, and also to stand up to the aze ponim shebedoer. Those people who have chutzpah, who would try to dissuade the person from coming close to Hashem, from coming close to tzaddikim, the more koilos of kedusha a person speaks, the more it strengthens him to be able to stand up against all the wrong kinds of azus. Because we said again, koil of kedusha, koil is azus. Hein yitain bekoil koil ois. We quoted a pasuk that says the koil is ois. This ois is what does battle against the wrong kind of ois. The azus of the body, or the azus of those people who would chas v'shalom want to turn the person away from Hashem or away from tzaddikim. Baruch Hashem.